What you're about to hear is not some undiscovered Beatles track from the Revolver Sessions. This was made last year. That's Sean Lennon, son of John, and Les Claypool, the bassist and chief prankster of the funk metal band Primus. They began collaborating in 2015. They have just released a second album as the Claypool Lennon Delirium. It is called South of Reality, and reviewer Tom Moon says it achieves an unexpected balance of beauty and light insanity.
Just when it seems that everything in rock has been done before, and the shadow of the Beatles can't get any longer, along come Les Claypool and Sean Lennon, asking the musical question, what if, instead of avoiding the influence of the Beatles, you embrace their tricks, the prim and proper marches, the sun-dazed harmonies, and then made them a little weird? Okay, maybe a lot weird. As the leader of Primus, Les Claypool has always been a bit of a mad scientist, pushing gawky, tottering funk metal creations to the brink of absurdity. But Claypool is also a secret pop fan. He says he spent 30 years trying, with mixed results, to write catchy hooks. In Lennon, he has a collaborator with an instantly recognizable voice and a gift for candy-coated melodies. The two began working together in 2015. After Lennon's band Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger toured as an opening act for Primus. They released their debut in 2016 and began work on this follow-up with a week of open-ended jamming they recorded on their phones. Then each went off and wrote songs built on the riffs. As with the Beatles, it's clear who the primary composer is on each tune. But Claypool says he and Lennon felt comfortable offering tweaks and suggestions to each other during the recording. Many of the songs explore a surreal intersection where the fitful upheavals of progressive rock collide with soaring, blissed-out refrains. Forrest Gump did it all for his mother. He just wanted to please her desperately. Forrest Gump could never disappoint her. Almost every track on South of Reality is defined by a balance of opposing forces. Lennon and Claypool complement each other in a savory and sweet way, just like John and Paul did. Sure, there are echoes of the Beatles. How could there not be? But these serve as points of musical departure and lead to unexpected destinations that feel way more 2019 than 1969. Sometimes the only way out is through.
The latest from the Claypool Lennon Delirium is called South of Reality. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.